my job at Bell South, retired in 1991. I think I may have mentioned to you on the phone that I had become the senior technology advisor for the Olympics,
mm-hmm.
for the 1996 Olympic Committee. And I thought that's really what I was going to do for the next 5 years. I didn't, because about that time, the center that I was interested in, Georgia Center for Advanced Telecommunication Technology, got funded by the governor, and the guy I was going to become the first executive director who accepted the job went off to Australia as the Australian Telecoms CEO, and still there, Frank Warren. So I agreed to become the executive director and founding director for GCAT. And I thought if I'd do that for 3 or 4 months till we could get another CEO, and then 2 and a half years later, I finally stepped down as chairman and let somebody else come in. So it took 2.5 years for that particular duty to get you. In the meantime, I stayed with the Olympics for about a year and a half, so until we could get all the specs written for the various products. And so I was really doing a lot more than I wanted to do in entitlement. But one of the interesting things about that period was that at GCAT, which was the notion of dealing from an academic, governmental, and an industry standpoint, the conversion of the various industries, which could be defined as computing and telecommunications, CATV, content origination, or content, and the fifth one is consumer electronics. So, so we got funding from the state, from corporate organizations, Bell South, AT&T, IBM, Turner,
mm-hmm.
Cox. The notion was to throw those various industry representatives together in a pot and come out with collaborative research that would transcend the normal component or single item research that is typical, even in the Bell Laboratories. It's actually a center of Georgia Tech, so I did that for a good bit of a while. But also at the Olympics, the technology committees, the technology group, were never funded. When they submitted the bid for the Olympics in 1996, they kind of did it. Billy Payne left out funding for technology,
mm-hmm.
total, which turned out to be a $125 million problem that really caused him an awful lot of grief throughout the, and everybody a lot of grief. Well, one of the ways we got out of that was to get the corporate sponsors to designate people to come and be part of the technology group. So we had their salaries, at least initially, paid by the corporations, and I did on a volunteer basis. But what we were exposed to very quickly was everybody wanted everybody else's business. Motorola wanted to do networking, and IBM wanted to run a network, and Bell South wanted to do wireless, and just a mishmash of musical chairs. And consequently, the technology group was exposed to leading edge technology from companies on use our stuff for the Olympics, and we were going to showcase technology for the 1996 Olympics, which in some ways we did, in some ways we didn't. But we also formed a technology advisory council of various technology sponsors, but also interested parties like Australia, and we've been next in Germany, etc. So there was an opportunity to see the world telecommunications from a development standpoint at the leading edge, and then also GCATs watched that same sort of development in theory, but in practicality over here, to watch those converging industries begin to merge and smash through each other. So that was sort of interesting to me. And part of what I had worked at diligently at Bell South over the years was the realization that so long as you had a black telephone interface, the interface device can be pretty simple. But if you were going to market sophisticated services, I would include that call forwarding and three-way calling and, you know, even not very sophisticated services. You need some sort of device that would, intelligent device that would aid the user in accessing a complicated network and a complicated array of network services. So at Bell South, we issued the current chairman of Bell South, is Dwayne Ackerman, a longtime friend and colleague. And he was the staff person at Bell South for the two operating companies, and I was the executive vice president for the Southern Bell piece of it. And so we issued jointly two RFPs, one in 1987, one in 1989, for a device that would be an intelligent network device.